Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you got some great plans to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill or smoker and enjoy a little bit of the barbecue lifestyle, create some grill envy in your neighborhood. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, North Carolina's cooking. It's just a big ball of smoke right now because the hogs are running.
Yeah. Some of them have a hard time running because they're missing some shoulders.
Or some of them just run right up and jump on the grill and lay on their back.
Right, exactly.
Now we're going to talk about a little eastern North Carolina that gets geographically complex. But we're going to go down to a place called the Skylight Inn in the eastern half of the state. And the main man there, Samuel Jones, is on the grilling line right now.
How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, good to hear from you, man.
Everything's well in my world.
Isn't that special? Hey, tell us a little bit about what is unique with eastern North Carolina barbecue versus the western side.
Eastern North Carolina is known historically for whole hog being cooked over hardwood coals. Once you move westward, they typically use shoulders. Still, most of the old school places cook it over wood. And that's the main difference, is the cut of meat versus cooking the whole animal. That's the unofficial line of demarcation in the state. I guess we'll call it that.
Yeah, I get it. So go ahead, Bob.
Oh, so you basically, you're going to splay that hog, and you're going to basically kind of butterfly it open, right? And
that's
cook
correct.
It cook it with the underside down first, and then finish it off on its back so that the skin crackles?
That is what is distinct to us. Everybody's got their own way, and I'm sure if you lined up, well, people do it all the time at barbecue competitions, but if you line up 20 men, everybody's got their own method to the madness. We start belly down. We'll cook them about 6 hours belly down, flip them, never cresting over that 250, 275 mark, and we'll stretch it on out for about 16 hours. Is what it takes for us to run our process.
Okay, so what's the seasoning profile that you put on the hog before it's done?
Well, there again, Eastern North Carolina is a vinegar-based sauce is what we're known for. Now, at Skylight and our new restaurant, we're more about the meat than we are the sauce. And so I liken what we put on our meat as more of a dressing than I would a sauce because it's thin. It doesn't mask the flavor of the pork. The whole idea is you spend 16 hours cooking this animal. I prefer you to taste the meat, not the salt.
Amen, brother. I'm with you there. Okay.
Samuel,
that's
took
15 minutes.
I think what Jop was asking is as far as seasonings that you put on the meat before you roast it.
Okay. So as far as seasonings go, we put nothing on the actual meat itself prior to cooking it. We don't brine the animal. We do salt the skin lightly when we put it on the pit, and that will aid in drawing some moisture out of the skin while it's being cooked. And then right at the very end, we'll bring the heat up pretty hot to parch the skin, and it'll cause it to crisp, and the salt aids in that process.
So do you score that in a diamond pattern like some folks do?
No, sir.
So you don't score the skin at all?
Nope.
Okay.
So is the skin the cracklings, right? I mean, are you taking that as part of the cook and serving that as a side dish?
Well, what we do is we actually blend it in the meat. And so we'll parch that skin, get it nice and crispy, and then we'll chop it. Everything we do is chop by hand, and we'll chop it very, very fine to where when it's blended in the meat, and if you order a pork sandwich in our place, when you take a bite of it, there's going to be a light crunch in it in places. And what it does, it changes the texture of it, but it also creates a completely different flavor profile.
Mm, you're making my mouth water just talking about it because I love some cracklings. Those we don't get them a lot in many places, so it's something that you guys make it a part of every bite, right?
Yeah, most restaurants, the skin of the animal, if they still cook whole hog, the skin is a byproduct. So it's just something that's discarded, or they use it as a bowl. And so it'll hold meat, and they'll season meat and pull the meat out of that and then simply throw it away.
Yeah, interesting. That's a waste of good flavor.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So if folks around the country are listening, where exactly are you at in North Carolina?
Aiden, North Carolina is about 10 miles south of Greenville, which is home of East Carolina University. We're probably, if you just threw a dart on the map, we're about halfway between Raleigh and the coast.
Okay, and south a little bit of Raleigh.
Yeah, just a touch. We're just south of Greenville, between Greenville and Kinston, off of the NC-11 corridor.
So you can't be an hour from the coast, then?
No, I think we're about an hour 15 either way, Raleigh to the beach.
Cool. Yep. All right. And then what other portions of pork or beef or chicken, what else do you do for proteins?
At Skylight, we do grill chickens as well. And it was something that we've done for years on a catering menu, and then we finally started serving it in the restaurant about 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay, you said grill. Now, when you're doing these whole hogs, describe that apparatus that you're smoking on.
Well, there's two different ones. We've always cooked on block pits with steel lids on them. And when I started traveling and doing events around the country, I developed a grill or a cooker, whatever you'd like to call it, where I could duplicate what we do at home anywhere that I get invited to be a part of an event. And we've actually incorporated them into the restaurant now. Our new restaurant, Sam Jones Barbecue up in Greenville, uses completely those apparatuses. And it's a little more efficient, to be perfectly honest with you, than cooking over a block pit because it holds heat a lot better.
That's interesting. And you had that made yourself and you built a trailer under it and...
Yeah, they were made right in Wilson, North Carolina.
So the block pits are something really anybody could build in their backyard, right?
Oh, yeah. And I still do it at events. I can give you that formula. That's 75 blocks and about 12 pieces of rebar, and you will be cooking a pig before you know it.
Isn't that something?
There you go. Just like that.
Yep.
Awesome. So the dressing that you said, uniquely to you, again, what are the key ingredients in that?
That's salt, pepper, hot sauce, and just a touch of apple cider vinegar.
So it's real thin.
It's very thin, and we do not apply a lot of it. So there's something about the acidity in vinegar that I think complements pork well, the natural flavor of pork, and maybe enhances it more than masking it if it's not over-applied.
So when you get this hog done, you've got a lot of work in front of you to pull all the bone structure out of there. Are you separating the meat from different sections of the animal, or are you just putting it all together?
Typically, we'll bring in when I say bring it in, we're cooking this in an outbuilding. We bring it in the restaurant a half a hog at the time. And we do that because we've built our whole business. This year will be 70 years old. The whole business has been built upon whole hog barbecue. And so what we want is every pork sandwich, every tray or serving that goes out of our store, we want it to be a compilation of every part of that animal.
I'm so hungry right now. I can't stand even thinking about it. So in your roasters, really, a lot of your fat, what would be a problem in my smoker, I drain it off. I mean, I have a grease trap and all this. With a pit like you're doing, that stuff burns up, and that creates more of the smoke.
Yeah, well, those renderings are dropping down onto the coals, which is creating its own smoke in addition to the wood coals that we're cooking with.
Well, Samuel, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate your input and imparting all your knowledge on us and our listeners. So, you know what? I know I'm going to go home and fire up the barbecue, and we're going to try to make us some Carolina barbecue this weekend because, boy, I'm learning a lot, and you guys are it sounds tasty. Like Bob said, I am hungry.
If you need some technical support, just dial me in.
All right, brother. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Samuel. All right. Samuel Jones, Skylight Inn. And there's two locations. They are very highly ranked at TripAdvisor. And I use sometimes, if I haven't been to a place, I count on TripAdvisor because I review a lot of food myself there. And those people are pretty good. So
70
I'm sure
years.
These guys are, yeah.
They're doing something right.
Yeah.
I don't think we got all his secrets.
He didn't sound too iffy either.
That's exactly right. Hey, coming up next, we're going to recap some of Barbecue Bob's travels at the British Virgin Islands. Stick with us. We'll be back.